Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
This is a podcast while driving, and it's basically a Podomation update, a general project update. I'm giving in the morning while I'm going for a morning walk around the Nepean River. I'm going early in the morning because it's going to be hot later on in the day, and so if you go in the evening, it's still stinking hot and it gets quite humid walking along the river, or can get humid walking around the river, so it means that you have to walk after dark. But this time around 10 to 8, you can, when good people are normally on the trains going to work, I can go off and have this exercise. Oh, in the background is a gas bottle which I have to return. So what's happened is that there's a series of things I have to get done anyway, and you can hear this clicking away. And so I suppose the first Podomation update I want to get, is the introduction of a lapel microphone. So it's taken a little while to hone in on the right one. And this is a stereo microphone, so it costs a little bit more. One that doesn't actually go to a smartphone, appropriate to go to a, whatever it's called, I've really forgotten the name of the brand of the dictaphone. I won't have a look at it here. Yeah, Olympus dictaphone is the wrong thing, just looked off to the side, just really quietly while I was doing it. It's funny how you can't remember it. And that going there, I suppose the secret which I've sort of done and tested, firstly, you do pick up some background noise, probably less driving if your dictaphone's actually, the microphone's actually sitting in a little cup holder, it picks up all the vibrations of the road. Now that's actually sitting on me. Now, lapel microphones are not quite what I wanted, because being clipped onto the lapel, the microphone's actually pushed up against your body and actually pushed up against your clothing. And so what I've done is I've got the clip, and with the clip I gather up the a little bit of shirt, and that means the microphone sticks 90 degrees out from the surface of my body a little bit, and that also keeps it away from the clothes and the rustling. Now, of course, I have the next effect of it's going around here. This is a going down the Lapstone monocline past some fairly heavy trucks that you don't want to get on the wrong side of. You can hear them slowing down. I'll be able to just zip out of the way. Thanks you very much, mate. Now I'm going off to the start of Emu Plains for this particular walk, and hopefully I'll stop at various points in time. That's there, and hopefully it has got it up. It still hasn't got the really high quality. I have to go to the next step of getting it, you know, looking at, I'm just trying to think, LAME to, which is the LAME software package to actually recruit and listen to noise background, and try and do that intelligently. And so I'll have to get that further down the track. So that's a very small piece in the puzzle going forward. So hopefully my podcasts while driving are up there. The next step is that last night I did for David Colan podcast. I think it was Scales of the Universe podcast. I can't remember. This is a major thing, is to pick up memory lapses and work in general on it. Okay, oops. I want to be wiped out by a biscuit truck. coming around here. So I just have to concentrate as I'm going around here. This is around about the start of the Emu Plains. We'll be up and running. Now, look, it's already stinking hot. It's, what is it, 10 to 8 and stinking hot. Yeah, so one of the things is that this suddenly throwing up objections about the file. And, of course, what I hadn't done is I hadn't put the exception of a colon in a file name. So what does it take? The generic file name. Or what is it? That takes a generic file name and or podcast name and uses it as the file name. And of course, there's forbidden characters. And one of the, I think it sort of captured all the capital numeral numbers. This is the hashtags and stuff like that, which would throw up objections. But I hadn't put in the colon one, and so this is just running the software, just huge amounts of data through the software, different combinations you're basically testing. Like I'm doing my own beta testing of it. And so that took a little bit of a while last night to get that downloaded and up and running, to pick up where it was harking for, what the overall problem was there. And so this morning I just clicked open to the array of lists of exceptions and just added the colon. So I was thinking of having a semicolon, but I'm not sure whether a semicolon that's a dot with a comma underneath it would fail to work. So what's in general happening? This is, unfortunately, I can't actually tell whether this actually links into, you know, where this fits in at the scheme of rehab things. So I'm beginning to have sort of insights and new ideas to work on various problems. So so this is the podcast problems. I'll do a podcast test of astronomy. This is the software which converts your podcasts to a suite of radio programs. So after a hiatus, I'll get that. And the sort of the major thing is not to force that, and also just watching what's coming up here, not to force that, and also to try and just get other people, socialize it, getting it forward. So I'll do that. However, one of the things is that I was thinking about the actual installation, the star installation, and realized that I could use Venta Black. This is a special black which is blacker than black. So basically, any light falls on it doesn't get reflected back. And so one of the beautiful things is that they have a piece of Venta Black in some crinkled foil. And the foil looks crinkled, and you think, and then the black is just featureless black. So this featureless black will be the background with a star, you know, which is basically a 1.5 millimeter hole punched in it with a light behind it. And so when you're looking at this, this will be like a star, looking at it from different angles coming in. So this seems a sensible way. Unfortunately, this is this Venta Black doesn't come cheap. So a piece of alfoil costs, you know, about $500 Australian. So that's a fair amount of money for a wrapper. But that's the way to go. And so essentially, I had the general idea of the sign. Now we're coming up relatively soon here, so I should be able to continue to. I'll stop for a while as I get out of the car and get ready on this walk. Okay. Yes. So for the signs, I had a freeway system. I was thinking of a C minus one, C blah 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 blah, C one to minus one to four for the four, you know, peak scales. Now, There was a problem here. What does C mean? And which I was going to do convenience scale. And want whatever it is a bit of nomenclature. Now, the problem is that what I'm seeking to do is actually cut across the light year concept, how far a light year concept is with the SI unit. So a light year SI is 9.4 petameters. Gotcha there. And then sort of working back, I realized that perhaps rather than C minus 1, 0 up to 4, I should have B9. Is that B9? S9 for smaller by a factor of 10 to the 9. So B9 looks like an S9 for smaller. So that's a little bit odd. But the other ones are B. So B1, bigger by a factor of 10 to the 1, which is, 10 to the naught. Yep, also got to be B naught. 10 to the 1 is factor 5 of 10. But bigger by a factor of a billion, it would be B9. And factor of a trillion is B to the K, where we come across here. Already, the good people of Penrith are doing their walk. This is this is sort of like an ultra social thing. I look for crying outside. Oh, look, it's going to be a park here. It's about a great walk. They've opened up they put a bridge around here. Yeah, so instead of the C minus 1 to C 4, it's S9. B0, B9, B12, B12, and then I have B21 does the entire universe. I'll get back to you on that one soon. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.